Good morning, everybody. Today is the 12th day of Elul, the 15th of September. We're going to continue the topic of thunder and lightning. And what's really interesting about this way of looking at it is that it's also a halachic principle that actually has impact in many other areas. Take a look, please, on page 490. The question of today's topic is Zman HaBracha. How long does one have? How long does the after the thunder and the lightning goes off, does one have to recite a bracha? And we're going to see this applies to other halachic concepts that I'll just maybe touch on at the end. So let's take a look. Source number 8, the Shulchan Aruch says, Haya Yoshev Beit HaKiseh, a person in the washroom, Vishema Kol Ra'am O Ra'a Barak, and you see lightning or you hear thunder, Im Yachol Latzeit V'Levarech Toch Kedei Dibur, if you're able to do the washroom, because of course you can't make a brach in the washroom, if you're able to leave the washroom in this time allotted, in between the thunder and lightning, and the time there's a brach is what's called Toch Kedei Dibur, Yetzeh, you should go out. Im lav lo yetzei, and if, however, the delay will be longer than toch kedei dibur, you should just remain in the washroom. How long is toch kedei dibur? So we know the principle is shalom aleichem, Rabbi, right? Rabbi Mori, Rabbi, right? 2-3 seconds. That's the delay. So you hear the light, you hear the thunder. You have 2 or 3 seconds to recite the bracha. You see the lightning. You have 2 or 3 seconds. Now, why is it that the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're able to do it, toch kedei dibur, you should go out of the washroom? If not, don't go out of the washroom. What might be the rationale behind this distinction? What probably is it telling you?
When it's happening, then that's when you
could... Right, I mean, if you can get out of the washroom quickly, then say, if already you're stuck, for whatever reason, you're doing what you need to do, you can't get out fast, whatever it is, then don't even bother. Why? Because you're going to miss the bracha. Meaning, to delay 30 seconds and then go outside, there's no point. Don't rush, don't leave the washroom if you're already going to miss it. There's no point. Might as well finish what you need to do. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Perush. Yemahir latzeit misham kedei sho yafsi debracha. Get out quickly, min bracha. Aval yimis arech yoter b'dei dibur. If you're going to prolong, it'll be longer than a few seconds. Lavachi, kvar avar zman, you missed the time. In which case, enter shu l'mahir. There's no point hurrying up. Umikol ze nishma dishur bracha sharmim ramim uvrakim hu davka b'dei dibur. What do we see from here, says the Mishnah Berurah? We see here's their time. You only have 2 or 3 seconds to recite the bracha.
You basically have to be washing until that's done.
You basically have to be almost done, right. Right. Unless you're almost halfway at the door, you're not going to make it. V'im ava yoter b'chdei dibur me'ishur ra'ah barak v'shama ram shuv lo yivarech aram u'barak zeh. That's why he said, "Mitam zeicha dasav v'tarkav v'natal yadav v'shama ko ram ra barak yivarech mitchila al ram v'barak harkach yaseh yasher yatzar." So that's exactly what Shlomo is saying, that if you're literally in the middle of your washing, you're about to go say Asher Yatzar, you hear the lightning and thunder, don't say Asher Yatzar, because after you say Asher Yatzar, it's been 2 or 3 seconds. There's no way you can say Asher Yatzar in 2 or 3 seconds. If you can, that's, you're probably not saying it. What? So therefore, what he says is, say the bracha al brachim uvkaot, and then say Asher Yatzar. Yeah.
Is it like a matter of, like, it has to be like in your mind, because you said Tuesday that, like, if you want to go get a sidur.
Okay, so be careful when it comes to sidur, right? So you got to grab a sidur pretty quickly. It'd be very interesting if it's getting a sidur. Is that considered, you need to say the bracha still close to the actual event itself. So that getting a sidur, is that, what was that?
Time to think the bracha.
Right. So you're right. You're not gonna have a lot of time to get that sitter. That's what I wanted. That's why I said on Tuesday. It's not so simple. The sitter thing is that not all hefseks are created equally. If you're in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei and you're like, oh my goodness, this page is missing, you'd be allowed to go get another sitter walk, because that is still in the process of Amidah L'fnei Hashem. I'll give you an example. Did you start
the bracha?
If you're in the middle of your meal, you can still say, and you forgot to make a bracha rishona, you can make a bracha rishona, because you still have what to make a bracha over. What's more challenging, I'll give you an example. Let's say someone makes a bracha. You need to answer amen. You can't answer amen 5 seconds later. That's an amen yitoma, right? You have to be connected to the bracha. So certain, if it's event-oriented, then you have a statute of limitations exists. For benching, for example, you have much longer stature. You know, it's not, I finished eating the second that I got a bench. No. As long as I'm kadesh tvi, as long as I'm still feeling satiated, I can still bench. because the bench is going over the savata. So I'm still satiated now. Even in 20 seconds, I'm still satiated. And in 10 minutes, I'm satiated. And in half hour, I'm satiated. So that's why you can still bench. So when it comes to bracha that you're making on a specific moment, that's when you're stuck. That doesn't happen too often. But what a really good example would be, you know, the example of Brachim of God. Another example would be Kiddush Havana. You look up, you see the moon is perfect, nice. Talk to your friend. Start saying Kiddush Havana. What happened? You didn't realize that actually the moon is gonzo. That'd be a problem. Right? Probably be a problem. You have to make the bracha over talk to the right. You gotta see the moon. Make sure the moon is good and make a bracha over it. So that's there aren't too many examples of that I can think of where you really do. This is one very unique example where you're making a bracha over a moment, and if the moment passes, like even a rainbow, usually you don't have 2 seconds. Usually the rainbow is in the sky for, I'm not saying it's in the sky forever, but it's a little bit, you're not, shall we say, constrained to a time limit like you are when it comes to thunder and lightning. I'm trying to think of other examples.
Can you say to me in the bracha really slowly?
Yes, so that would be a good idea. You go, Baruch.
Have in mind you're going
to
say,
ideally, you're supposed to have in mind the bracha you're making, right? You should, I'm making a shako. Baruch Ata Hashem Shkol Baruch. Yeah. I see you getting mixed up. Then I guess that would be an example. But definitely, there's no question you should try to do it right away. So, now, here's also what he says. That's very interesting. What about if I wash my hands, that'll delay me 3 seconds, I'll miss the bracha. He says, Mashiach Baruch. The default of your hands, it's fine for bracha. Meaning, let's say you didn't have time to wash your hands even. You'd be allowed to even say the bracha before you wash your hands. Unless you know it touched a place that would require you to wash your hands. That's what he says here. And in fact, the Piskei Tshuva will end with this. He continues to talk along these lines. That even, let's say, you fall asleep for a little bit, or you fall asleep at night. He says, even then, since you don't know since it's a safek where your hands touch, you wash your hands in the morning. Let's say, I don't know if they touched anything. I woke up now and hear thunder and lightning. He even says, the Piskei Tshuva says you make a bracha for thunder and lightning because to get up and to wash your hands, you're going to miss the bracha. Then he concludes by saying, that is according to Shulchan Aruch, the Zohar HaKadosh was very machmer on the Yosef Daim, and the Zohar says, no, you cannot make a bracha with thunder lightning until you wash your hands. So we see here there's a machlokeh between almost a din de Gemara, maybe a din, you know, and the Zohar HaKadosh, which we do see sometimes the Zohar being overly strict in certain areas, but halachically, unless you know for sure your hands touch somewhere that requires a bracha, you could even say a bracha with thunder and lightning before even washing, because you'll lose it otherwise. Right? That's the problem. Now, one could argue, if it's the middle of a storm, okay, you miss it now, you'll hear it again in 3 minutes, right? In that case, everyone would agree, you know, it's very rare, there's only one blast of thunder and one show of lightning. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but fairly rare. Chances are, it's, you know, it's going to happen 10 times, 5 times, 3 times. Especially lightning, thunder sometimes not always as much. In that much case, if you missed it now, better to catch up later and do it properly. Otherwise, though, if it might not happen again, you'd be likely to make such a bracha. Okay, let's end there for today.